I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. A federal judge has blocked Georgia's controversial abortion law from taking effect, this while a larger challenge is pending. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
HB 481 bans most abortions once fetal cardiac activity is detected around 6 weeks into pregnancy. It is supposed to take effect January 1st. In a 47-page ruling, Judge Steve Jones said that won't happen until an earlier lawsuit is settled. The ACLU of Georgia and several reproductive rights groups say the law is unconstitutional and violates decades of Supreme Court precedent. Final judgment on that suit will not happen until sometime next year. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Agriculture is Georgia's largest economic sector, but statewide drought conditions are making it difficult for farmers to get crops out of the ground. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
Over the last week of September, parts of Georgia saw anywhere from 0 to less than 2 inches of rain. And with the lack of precipitation, nearly 15% of the state's peanut crop was deemed to be in poor or very poor condition. That makes it hard for farmers to pull the plant out the ground without the nut breaking off. Ty Torrance is a University of Georgia Extension agent in Grady County.
We've had some rough past couple years, no doubt, with weather difficulties, but as a whole, we can still do well with those crops.
Torrance says the dry conditions have also affected farmers' ability to plant crops like oats and wheat for winter grazing for cattle. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Cobb County is ordering the controversial Sterigenics facility near Smyrna to stop all construction and sterilization activity. Yesterday, the county designated the plant as a high-hazard industrial site. This after public outcry over the company's use of ethylene oxide, a carcinogenic gas used to sterilize medical equipment. The new designation effectively freezes construction on planned upgrades to the Sterigenics facility and will require new safety measures to be implemented. An Army veteran and pilot has won the runoff election between two Republicans for a Coweta County-based seat in the Georgia House. Philip Singleton beat Marcy Sackerson to represent District 71 on Tuesday. Unofficial results from the Secretary of State's website show Singleton received about 59% of the vote. Just over 4,300 ballots were cast in the election. Singleton will replace Republican Representative David Stover of Noonan, who resigned in June. And a former Georgia sheriff's deputy is accused of using his position to steal drugs seized during investigations. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Atlanta says 40-year-old Antoine Riggins is also accused of lying to cover up the alleged thefts. Riggins was a Gwinnett County sheriff's deputy assigned to a federal task force. During two separate incidents in 2017, prosecutors say he failed to turn in substantial amounts of cocaine and methamphetamine. Riggins is currently out on bond after turning himself in on Tuesday. And in sports, the Atlanta Braves play Game 1 of the National League Division Series against the Cardinals tomorrow. Left-hander Dallas Keuchel will get the start for the Braves. First pitch at SunTrust Park is set for 5:02. The winner of the five-game series advances to the National League Championship Series. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.